The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
One, two, three.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
On Call, the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. This is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can send me an email at drasa.com. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off with Barbara. Hi, Barbara. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Jason. How are you? I have a question for you. I'm calling on behalf of my sister. She is an insulin-dependent diabetic. She takes insulin twice a day. She had gestational diabetes 30 years ago, and the diabetes remained. Now, she was told that she has about 48% kidney function, and she's been on, for blood pressure, on Atacand and switched to Avapro. She went to the endocrinologist, and he told her that her potassium went up from 5.7 to 5.9 to stop the Avapro because it can increase the potassium, and just to be careful of what she eats. She has no idea what to eat to not have too much potassium, and we don't know what to do regarding her kidneys.
Okay. So right now, the medication that she's taking...
Right now she's taking metoprolol and Norvasc.
All right. Metoprolol and Norvasc. Good medication
temporarily. And then she takes Humulin 70/30 twice a day, and she takes Humulin R on a sliding scale should it be necessary.
Oh, she's taking the 70/30 twice a day?
Yeah, she takes it 38 units twice a day.
38 units, okay. All right. All right, let's step back for a second because I want to see, and I understand you want to talk about the other, but let's step back for just a second because I want to see what her patterns are in her lifestyle choices. Because when you're dealing with diabetes, insulin dependent or not, you have to look at the foods that you're taking in every single day and how that's impacting the body directly. So that's
correct.
That's where I want to start.
She's bad that way, yeah. I mean, like, she likes to eat her pasta and things like that, and she knows that she shouldn't be eating that. She had lost quite a bit of weight, and then she regained it. When she lost weight, her blood sugars were wonderful, and her kidney function was still not the greatest, but her blood sugars were wonderful, and her pressure had gone down, and she regained quite a bit of weight.
All right. Well, then that tells you everything right there.
Now, we have your book, and I was just wondering, would the anti-inflammatory diet be help her?
Yo, without a doubt. I mean, that is the classic way to keep blood sugar levels stabilized, because you're not doing starchy carbohydrates. You're staying off of the bread, pasta, cereal, crackers. You're staying off of those. You're staying away from processed foods. You're staying away from sugars and fruit juices. And you're allowing the body to maintain healthy blood sugar levels, because when you eat lean, because the anti-inflammatory diet lays it out this way. You've got equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates, which means they don't impact blood sugar that much. And those are the best carbohydrates are fruits and vegetables. Those are the only kind of carbohydrates that she would be eating, not pasta and some of the other things. But also the good healthy fats are included in all the meals. So almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, those are important because it takes a protein and a fat to work together with carbohydrates to balance out blood sugar. So whenever you eat a carbohydrate by itself, that's when you're going to stimulate the most amount of blood sugar, and that's what creates the need for more insulin. When you eat a protein with a fat, then all of a sudden those two components along with a carbohydrate will stabilize blood sugar on its own, and you don't really need a whole lot of insulin to make that happen.
No, so I never told her that. That's marvelous. Okay.
So if she starts following that, that is going to be one of her best methods to stabilize her blood sugar. So okay. That's really where it needs to begin. See, and I mean, I could tell you, well, do this and do that and do this and do that and fire off 100 different things toward you, but I don't know that that's the starting point for her. I think the starting point is...
what do we do for the potassium?
Because it's too low or too high?
It's too high. He said it was went from 5.7 to 5.9. He didn't tell us what normal range is, but he just said that it increased within 3 months from 5.7 to 5.9. And he said, stop taking the Apropro because that can increase your potassium. But he said, watch the food. So if I look at a bag of almonds, 3,500 milligrams of potassium. She's not drinking milk, and she should for her blood pressure because it says 400 milligrams of potassium a cup. So she doesn't know what to do. She wasn't given, you know, any program to follow.
All right. Well, then first things first, the fruits that you'll be eating in the anti-inflammatory diet are mostly fresh berries. Those are mostly the ones that you would be eating. So those do contain some potassium in them, but it's not going to be enough to drive up her potassium levels off the chart. One thing is the antagonist to potassium is sodium. They work almost opposite of each other and can work hand in hand. So when you increase sodium, a lot of times potassium goes down because sodium is always outside of the cell. And this is way more information than you need, but sodium is always outside of the cell trying to get in. Potassium is always inside of the cell trying to get out. So there's an exchange that goes on, and that's why you want to make sure that for her, she could start increasing her sodium intake through doing like the chicken stock or beef stock, or chicken broth or beef broth. Would you drink? You could drink like a warm tea, and she could drink maybe 8 to 16 ounces of that daily, and that will help raise those different levels. That's one thing that she could attempt to do and probably will get some good benefit from it. The other thing for potassium levels is, you know, we're talking about kidney function. And one of the best things you can do for the kidneys to support them, obviously, is to get plenty of fluid intake, not getting too much, but maybe around half your body weight in ounces of water every day. And then also with potassium, if it starts to spill, there is a good supplement you can take. It's made from juniper berries. Juniper berries are one of the best that you can take to support kidney function for any renal function. Now, she can actually eat the berries, or you can get a tincture itself, which is more of it's just a liquid supplement where they take higher concentrations of the juniper berries, and you can do it in more of an herbal form. And that has shown great promise in regenerating the kidneys and helping them function better. So those are a couple of things to do, but you do want to stay on top of the blood work and make sure you get with your physician and have the blood test done to stay on top of the potassium levels. And a lot of times there can be false positives with potassium. They can go up when there's hemolysis that can happen where if there was any trauma taking the blood out. So let's say if the lab tech that was drawing the blood, if they pop, sometimes they'll pop a vein, you know, take a couple of fingers and tap on a vein to get it to come up. Well, just that tapping mechanism is enough to break. Yes, her body's starting to go into a little bit of a decline, but you can slow that process down and get the body to potentially regenerate by making the better choices. So that's the encouragement that I give to you to give to her, because her health really is her greatest wealth. And the encouraging thing is that if her body can get sick, it can also get well. And that's not anything to be discouraged about. I guess it's something to really be encouraged about, that the choices she makes make a difference every single day. Every little one makes a difference. And as long as she's got a great primary care physician that's overseeing her as a head coach, then she's doing the right thing. But you have to be her cheerleader and encourage her to do the right things. But yes, the diet in the book, the anti-inflammatory diet and empowering your health, will be a great roadmap for her. All right, thanks for the call. And stay in touch and keep me posted on everything that's going on. 888-283-7272. Leslie in Knoxville, Tennessee writes, Dr. Grayson, my doctor has challenged me to get off white flour and gluten. What should I do instead? We're going to talk about gluten, what it is and how it impacts your health, and more calls with questions about your health when we come out of this commercial break, this On Call.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils. And those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Call call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to On Call, the show that's diagnosing hope one caller at a time. What are you struggling with right now? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, maybe fibromyalgia? Well, just know this. Whatever it is, great or small, we are here to help. I'm here to take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. The body changes every single day. Our email, going to the break, Leslie from my doctor has challenged me to go from white flour, or get off white flour and gluten. What should I eat instead? Well, the reason is that gluten is a protein that's found in most grains. There's only four flours that do not contain gluten. The rice flour, hemp flour, coconut flour, and buckwheat flour. Those are the only four that don't contain gluten. And it's good that your doctor is wanting you to get off of those, because gluten creates a lot of inflammation in the digestive tract. It can trigger autoimmune disease. It causes a lot of chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia-type symptoms in the body, drains energy levels, blocks the absorption of certain nutrients in the digestive tract, and just is a real challenge. And we eat it. It's in almost everything that we eat, from sauces to all kinds of things, our breads. I mean, think about it. Flour is in almost everything we do, for the most part. So changing that seems kind of radical, but yet if once you do it and you get away from it, and then if you eat it again, it'll make your stomach hurt, you won't feel good, you'll feel brain fog, and you won't have such a clear mind, and it just plays such a big, big role. So when you're looking at these sort of things, you have to make it has to make sense to you. But yes, getting off the gluten, Leslie, is going to be important. And what you eat instead of the breads and the pastas, go for the vegetables, fruits. Don't do fruit juice, just actually do the actual fruit itself. I'd rather do oranges and apples than drink apple juice, because it's going to raise your blood sugar levels up, and that's not good. But the carbohydrates are going to be important. So just when you get away from the grains, if you need some starchy-type carbohydrates, peas are really good. Black-eyed peas, crowder peas, chickpeas, those are all really good starchy-type carbohydrates. They make hummus, which is a great dip. There's all kinds of things that you can do that don't require you eating a lot of bread or flour-based products. Now, they do make gluten-free, so you can do that, but I would encourage you to go completely off grains for 8 weeks for two reasons. One, it takes that long to get gluten out of your system, and the other reason is because you need to show yourself, I think, that you can live without grains, and then that way, when you do crave them, you can do gluten-free products, and you can do them sparingly. It's not something you do all the time, and that'll help out quite a bit. Thanks for the email, Leslie. 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call. What are you struggling with tonight? Let's talk about it. And right now we're going to go to Denise. Hi, Denise. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I was calling about, first of all, I wanted to say thank you for your ministry.
Thank you.
And I wanted to ask about the MRSA. I got a little of what you were talking about earlier about the MRSA. My brother has been in and out of the hospital for MRSA for a while, about since, I'd say, October,
mm-hmm.
And they could not get a hold on it. And it seems like every time he goes to the doctor, and he went a lot, he had a lot of, he's paralyzed from the waist down.
Oh.
And he gets a lot of urinary tract infections and things.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like he started, so I don't know if it, I heard you say that it comes from going to the hospital a lot to get, well, a lot of people get it going to the hospital.
Yeah, it can.
And he had to get a, and it just seemed like it just got really bad, and he had to get a colostomy bag put in. And he just went Monday to get it taken out, but he had really, really bad pain. And then they finally checked his wound, and he had an infection in his wound.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I'm thinking that, and I mean, he's been in the hospital since Monday, and he was running a fever and everything, and they didn't. My mom said that they pressed on his wound, and a whole lot of pus came out.
Okay. So there's some infection.
Doesn't eat well.
Right. So your question for me is,
what can he do with? The doctor. I'm just wondering if he should even just like go to a different doctor.
Well, they've got him on antibiotics, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, I'm sure. He's still in the hospital. He's in the hospital to get it taken out on Monday.
Okay, got it. Well, I mean, you can go to a different doctor. I think it never hurts. They always say the second opinion is good. I mean, we, from a clinical perspective, I think it's good to have sometimes two and sometimes three opinions. It depends on the situation. It depends on the diagnosis and that sort of thing. But I think having several opinions is a very smart option. So I don't think just like we're talking right now, I think there's several things he can do, but the care that he's under right now is going to be the most, because they're working on the infection itself. That's the most important thing. And by using the antibiotics and I know they're using that. There's no doubt about it. I wish I knew the one they were using, but that's
one
thing you can do is when you're under hospital care, you don't want to mess with that. Because in critical care like that, you're going to bring out, the docs are going to bring out all the big guns from certain medications to antibiotics, and you need to, they just need to let the body do what it's going to do and let the medication do what it's going to do, because at the end of the day, that's what's going to stabilize them. Then moving forward to build the immune system and to get his life back on track and to get him feeling better, that will come in time. But right now is the time to kill off the infection, to get the body functioning better, to clean the body out of whatever we need to clean out. And that's going to be the number one challenge that we have here. Because at the end of the day, and we want him to feel better, but at the end of the day, MRSA is nothing in anything along those lines, nothing to play around with. I mean, at all. So I think he's in a good spot. If that's what you're asking from me, he's in a good spot. If you want to get another doctor's opinion, I think that's fine. But with the care he's under right now, I'm sure they're going to do everything they can to get things balanced and stabilized with him. And then we'll be able to go from there. If you need help with me at all, want to bounce ideas off of, be glad to. 888-283-7272. This is On Call with your absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed. Remember, there's always hope to get your health back. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. What does that mean? It means if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and get well. That's what this show is all about.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The two big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Be part of the show. Call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to On Call, the show that's diagnosing hope one caller at a time. 888-283-7272. This is On Call. Let's go to Bill. Hi, Bill. What's up?
Hi, Doctor. Thanks for having me on.
You got it, man.
I'm 48 years old. I've been pretty healthy all my life. But about a year ago, I was diagnosed with restless leg syndrome, or at least that's what they think it is. And I've really been struggling with that from the time I get home in the evening until well into the night. I'm on medication now. It's they've given me Requip or Ropinirole, and I have to keep taking more and more and more to get the same result. And I'm not a medicine taker. I've always been kind of always dragged my heels about taking drugs. So I was hoping you might have some more information or some other ideas for me.
Well, there are a couple things. With restless leg, usually that means that you've got mineral deficiencies. So whether it's the medication or certain lifestyle choices that you're making or whatever it might be, these mineral deficiencies are what's causing the restless leg typically. And it's usually calcium and magnesium that cause that. And so one of the best things to do, I always start back with vitamin D, because vitamin D plays one of the biggest roles in mineral absorption in the body. And so when vitamin D gets low, things like you could have plenty of calcium and you could have plenty of magnesium, but you might not be using it. See, and that's the key. So you really want to look at, so I should always start out with a blood test. Go get your blood test done for vitamin D, and basically you'll get that done, look at it. The numbers, the doctor, don't let the doctor just tell you that things are low or if they're normal. You want to know the exact number, because there's a range for vitamin D between 30 and 100. And in the higher end of the range, between 70 and 90 on that blood test, is where you want to be. But if it's down around 30 or 40, then that's where it's a little bit more challenging. And that's where you're going to have the drop-off and where your body's probably not absorbing and handling minerals very well. And that can lead to things like restless leg. Okay. That's where I would go with that, all right? So that's first and foremost. Now, the other thing, too, with restless legs, happen more at night, a little bit more.
Yeah, it starts when as soon as I sit down, like if I get home from work and have dinner, and then if I start lounging around or anything, as soon as I'm relaxed, I just get the antsy, anxious feeling, and the only thing that makes it go away is to kick my legs or move my arms, and it goes. If I take the medication, after an hour or so, it'll stop and I can get to sleep. But if I don't take the medication, I won't sleep a minute. It goes all night long.
I got it. Yeah, that's what I would do. Get the blood test done, check the vitamin D, guarantee it's low. And then the calcium, magnesium levels, you can take, I'll tell you, a good way to get plenty of calcium in is goat's milk yogurt, plain goat's milk yogurt. You can pick it up at most of the health food stores and do about, once you get home and you relax, have dinner, whatever, as a snack, I would almost do 8 to 16 ounces, which seems like a lot, of plain goat's milk yogurt. Mix a little honey with it, and that'll increase your calcium levels. Then once you start getting your vitamin D up, those combined together will help get rid of that. And you'll notice that the system calming down. Calcium itself, like I said, it may be in your body. You may be deficient in it, but getting the vitamin D levels up really are what's going to make, kind of put it over the top and get things to balance out the way that it needs to. So let me know how that goes. You can always send me an email, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to On Call. You know somebody tonight that's struggling with their health, no matter what it is. If it's arthritis, cancer, diabetes, depression, anxiety. Maybe it's something simple or something, I guess it's not so simple for guys, like erectile dysfunction or hormone issues. If you're a female and you're going through menopause and you just don't feel good, or low energy levels, or maybe anemia, or just something that's just making your life and your health just not work right. And you just don't feel like yourself anymore. Well, that's what we're here for. And maybe you're listening in someone else that you know. Let's talk about them. You have a friend, a family member, or a loved one that you can help and encourage them and empower them to get their health back and get their life back. That's what we want to do. We want to empower you and equip you to do just that. This is On Call. Let's go now to Kathy. Hi, Kathy.
Hey.
Hey.
Are you there?
Help.
Hey, I wanted to ask you about lung disease. I have Mycobacterium avium, bronchiectasis, and aspergillus. The aspergillus has given me lots of problems, and I'm wondering if there's anything naturally I can do about that. I can't eradicate it with drugs right now.
You cannot?
No. We're just treating it a little bit at a time as it gets worse. And then I'll go on, it's called V-Send, an antifungal.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'll have to come off of it after about 8 weeks because it's too toxic.
Mm-hmm. So, well, and the medications, you've been taking, is it that they haven't been working? Are the doctors just kind of pulling you off of them, or is that your choice?
No, it's too toxic to take. I can only take it for like 8 weeks at a time, and it doesn't eradicate it. It always just still comes back.
Okay. So with every doctor that you've seen so far, no one's been able to help?
No.
What are you doing right now besides that? Is that it? No other medications?
Oh, I got a lot of medication.
Yeah, what are you taking for that?
Right now, I'm not on anything for the aspergillus.
Right.
Yeah, no, I'm not on any kind of antifungal right now. Right now, I'm off of it.
So
I'll
you're on your off phase right now, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. All right. Well, there are a couple things that work really well with aspergillus, and what I would recommend to you first is to do a cleanse, and not a long one, just about 3 or 4 days, and then see how your body responds to that. Have you done anything, any type of cleanse with a diet?
No, I don't know about that.
Okay. In my book, Empowering Your Health, there's what's called a super cleanse.
Uh-huh.
And it's real easy to follow. Basically, what it is you'll take 2 tablespoons of organic maple syrup, a pinch of cayenne pepper, and squeeze half a lemon, and that'll make 1 glass. And then you can I usually just mix a whole gallon jug of that solution. And you can drink about 1 gallon a day, and you drink the solution every 15 minutes, just sipping on it. It keeps your blood sugar levels stabilized, and it helps kill yeast, fungus, and any type of bacterial infection within the body and within the digestive tract. You do that for a period of 3 to 5 days, depending on your body weight, depending on, you know, how you're feeling during that. It's up to you. You don't have to be super strict with it, but it's good to do for at least minimum 3 days, and it helps push and kill out a lot of the bacterial and the fungal-related infections in the body.
Okay.
So that's one thing you can do. And then also, wormwood is extremely powerful at doing at working on aspergillus. It really is. And kind of like with the medication you've been taking, is with wormwood, you want to go about 14 days on and about 7 days off, and then you can continue the rotation. But it does. It works very well. And, of course, the things like rest and allowing your immune system to build back up, those kind of things are going to be important, and you'll want to do that. So I just want to encourage you, though, to I know when you've been diagnosed with all these different things in the lungs, it's challenging and it's difficult. But you can walk through it. You can. I would definitely change some of your eating habits because you don't want to feed any of this. Now, the cleanse, once you get done with that little super cleanse, it'll be good to go right into the anti-inflammatory diet, the one that's in my book, Empowering Your Health. And you can get that at any bookstore. But I would encourage you to get started on that and make that a real routine part of what you do every single day. It'll help kill things off. It'll manage the body. You can take oregano oil along with your when you get back into the regular habit of eating and do that either 1 to 2 tablespoons a day. Make sure you take it with meals, and that can help. But the wormwood, from what we've seen clinically, I mean, along with other antifungal medications, but from a natural perspective, if that's what you're wanting to know, then that's a great alternative or a great thing to use. And you can use it in conjunction, but again, it's one of those that you need to take, you cycle on and off. You go 14 days on, 7 days off, that kind of thing. Okay? Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. You're listening to Dr. Asa On Call. An article came out, sleep apnea are high in vets. The number of veterans receiving disability benefits right now for a sleeping disorder has increased 61% in the past 2 years and now costs taxpayers more than $500 million per year, according to the Veteran Affairs data released by the USA Today. More than 63,000 veterans receive benefits for sleep apnea, which is a disorder that causes a person that's sleeping to gasp for breath and awaken frequently. It's linked to problems ranging from daytime drowsiness to heart disease. It's a top risk factor for contracting a disorder is obesity and several others. It said there's a veterans advocacy organization citing troops that are right now dealing with dust and smoke places in Afghanistan and Iraq. They're contributing factors. Veterans are 4 times more likely than other Americans to suffer with sleep apnea in this study. And it's interesting because, obviously, things are probably exposed to through different areas of their, I guess, training and as well as whether they're placed. But the other issue is stress plays a big role with sleep apnea and lack of oxygen, anemia. So if you're dealing with sleep apnea, one thing you need to have done is to have your B12 levels checked and your iron levels to make sure there's no anemia playing a role. On call.
Thank you. Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on this show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally. I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Six, safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from TerraGanix. Life's getting better.
Connect with the show online, oncallradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call. What are you struggling with tonight? Whatever it is, let's talk about it. The body regenerates every single day. That means that each day old cells die off and new cells form. So whatever you're going through, if you're going through cancer, you're going through chemotherapy, radiation, be hopeful. Don't be in despair. Be hopeful. Because as much as a body can form a cancer cell, it can get rid of a cancer cell and form a good cell. The body does it all the time. So just because you've been diagnosed with stage one, don't be in despair. You've got to have hope. Have to. What's the alternative? Be full of fear? Absolutely not. Just make sure that you're doing everything you can do every single day to help your body regenerate good, new, healthy cells. Should you do chemotherapy and radiation? That's up to your oncologist. Do I think you should? I think it's a smart thing to do to kill the bad cells, but you have to do something to rebuild the good, new, healthy cells regardless. I think that's one of the best battle plans when you're facing something like that is to put it together. And if it's heart disease, if it's arthritis, if it's depression, whatever it is, just make sure you're taking daily steps every single day to make the right decisions to help your body chemistry and your physiology and whatever is breaking down in your body, getting to the root cause of why it broke down in the first place, and then giving yourself whatever it needs to repair. Quote for the day comes from a good friend of mine, motivational speaker, Keith Harrell. He says this, attitude is everything. And nothing could be further from the truth. I could take anyone in our organization that doesn't have any skill, but they have a great attitude, and they have a home in our organization forever. Because attitude really is everything. It's the one thing that 'll carry you through when skill won't. You could be the most skilled person in the world, but if you have a horrible attitude, then nothing's going to happen. You will not go anywhere in life. You will come and hit a ceiling and go nowhere farther than that. Attitude really is everything with everything in life and for your health. People with great attitudes, for the most part, have great health. And you see people with sour attitudes are always mumbling and complaining and negative, always looking at the downside of life. See those people and see their health. Always sick, always unhappy. Why would you want to live like that? Unbelievable. You have a great attitude, which you're in control of. You take charge of your own attitude every single day, and it's up to you. No one else can do that for you. You take control of it. And when you flip your attitude and you can make it, you can choose positive thoughts. You can choose to focus on the positive things, the people, and if you like them, if you don't like them, you focus on the little part that you do like about them rather than the things you don't like about them. And watch what will happen to not only your life, but your health, those around you, the kind of influence that you have to other people. It's everything. Attitude really is for your health and for your life. This is Dr. Asa on call, 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Barbara. Hi, Barbara.
Hello, Dr. Asa. It's a privilege to talk to you.
I feel the same way.
I've been one of your greatest fans for some months now, as soon as I discovered your program.
Well, thank you. That means a lot. How can I help, darling?
I'm an advocate for Nancy tonight, and she is a little shy about coming on, I think, but I have a number, she has a number of problems, and if it's all right, I'll just start with the first thing that is bothering her right now is she has swelling in her ankles and shortness of breath, and she was on lisinopril. I believe that's the way it's pronounced.
It is, lisinopril.
And for her high blood pressure. And she's been on that for quite a while. And she went into her doctor, and they discovered that her kidneys were not filtering properly.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put her on Norvasc, I guess, at BASC anyway.
Right.
And evidently the kidneys are still not filtering properly.
Okay. And so your question to me is, what do we do?
Right.
Well, several things that you need to do. Obviously, you want to stay on the medications that the physicians have her on. I think that's mm-hmm. important. But changing, well, you want to support the kidneys and support renal function. And one of the best ways to do that are through using juniper berries. And she can either actually eat the juniper berries or get a herbal formula that you can get at a health food store. Juniper berries are proven to help regenerate kidney function.
Juniper berries.
Juniper berries are great at doing that. And then also her diet needs to be really, really solid. Now, when the kidneys are being compromised a little bit, the difference within the ratios that I usually promote and talk about in the anti-inflammatory diet, I talk a lot about having equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs. And then you have the low glycemic carbohydrates, fruits and vegetables, and the healthy fats, the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, like almonds, walnuts, cashews, and that sort of thing. When you're eating those kind of foods, that's the important part. You want to make sure that she cuts down on her protein, half of what you would normally do. And then she can have more fruits and vegetables and more of the healthy fats to make up the calories. But when you have kidney function that is being strained, you've got to cut down on the protein consumption, because the less protein she has, the easier it's going to be on the kidneys for all the filtering and everything that needs to go on with that. So that's just something to be very cautious and be careful about. But the big thing here, the juniper berries will be helpful. Also, cod liver oil, tablespoon per day, and plenty of what are called digestive enzymes, at least two with each meal, will help break down her foods better and allow better absorption of the food in the digestive tract, which will make it easier on the filtration of the kidneys. Thanks, darling. 888-283-7272 puts another hour in the charts. I'm Health and Lifestyle Coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to On Call, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
If you own a home, you need to hear what customers say about ADT monitored home security from Protect Your Home. Betty S. from Atlanta told us,
I love ADT. The alarm system makes me feel safe, even though I live in an area where crime is increasing. The most important thing is peace of mind, sound sleep at night, and comfort when I'm away.
Now you can have peace of mind too with your own ADT monitored security system. Call today and get a free security system worth $850. That includes free hardware and fire alert button with $99 installation fee and purchase of monitoring services. But you must call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, soon at 888-989-4292. That's 888-989-4292. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $33.99 per month, $1,223.64. Payment by credit card or electronic bank account charge for new homeowner customers with satisfactory credit history only. Local permit fees may be required. Certain restrictions may apply. Cannot be combined with any other offer. License number CAACO6320 at FLEC 1300-3427. Call for additional numbers.